When you hear the fanfare, that means it is time to head to the movies with Madeline. And Matt, you've seen a big one, No Time to Die.
We have been waiting for Daniel Craig's swan song as James Bond for over a year. As you may recall, Ashley, when COVID hit, this film was supposed to come out in 2020, but no one was going to theaters. Theaters weren't open. And the Bond people, the Broccoli Company, played it well. They kept pushing back, because Bond is huge in European, Chinese, world markets as well. So they needed people in theaters. So finally it came out. Might have underperformed slightly at the U.S. box office. It made $65 million. It's a long film. It's 2 hours and 43 minutes. That could have something to do with it. But this is the final Daniel Craig Bond. I really like this a lot. It was worth the wait for me. It's an emotional Bond film. It's dark in spots. I would call it an emotional roller coaster. The film picks up 5 years after his previous film, Spectre. So it picks it up in real time, where Bond is now retired. He's living in some tropical paradise. And as you recall, or people will recall from Spectre, you know, he gets married to Madeline Swann, played by Léa Seydoux in Spectre. But now it's 5 years later. And so why he's living alone, you'll have to go see the film to see what's going on. There were complications. There's always complications. There's always something going on.
It is James
Madeline Swann's background was not known completely to Bond, to Daniel Craig. So that comes into this as well. But he's retired. But of course, he's not retired long, because there is a DNA serum that has mysteriously gotten out of British hands into the wrong hands, and those are the hands of Spectre. So Bond is called back into action. Lots of plot twists after that. We're not going to reveal them here. You have to go. I will say that some of the plot twists are jarring. They're going to be surprising to people, and it's a very emotional film. I would say the last 20 minutes of this film are as emotional as any Bond film has ever gotten for me. Daniel Craig digs deep as an actor in this movie. I've always lobbied for him to get a Best Actor nomination as Bond, specifically for Casino Royale in 2006. I know it's not going to happen, but I'm going to push again. He should be nominated, because he has really put his stamp on the Bond role like no one since Sean Connery. But it's an emotional film. It's a long film. There's two early action scenes in Italy and Cuba that are just phenomenal, Ashley. I mean, they're just such great action sequences, with driving and fighting and everything going on. And the director, Cary Joji Fukunaga, does a great job with the action scenes. Even though I said the film is dark in spots, there is still some humor. There's always some humor thrown in. One of the more humorous parts is that during his retirement, there has been a new 007 named by MI6. And she is played by Lashana Lynch.
Okay.
She's the new 007. And it's kind of funny when she encounters Daniel Craig, because, oh, it's just a number. But they're clearly – he's locked into that 007, and he's a little perturbed that they didn't retire that number. So they're both kind of 007, and they kind of play off each other in very witty terms. But they work together, of course. So that's a very good part of it as well. Léa Seydoux is great. Christoph Waltz is back as Blofeld. He's in prison this time, but he's a part of this as well. The only weak spot in the film, I thought, was Rami Malek as the new Bond villain. And he, of course, is fresh off his Oscar for Bohemian Rhapsody. He underplays it so much, Ashley, that I just didn't feel the menace. I didn't feel the menace I got from Christoph Waltz in Spectre, or from Javier Bardem in Skyfall, for that matter. And Bond villains have to be menacing and scary, and he's a good actor, but I just didn't quite buy him as a Bond villain. But overall, I like this movie a lot. It's one of the best Bond films I've ever seen. Be ready to be emotional. Be ready to be taken to some spots you're not sure you weren't expecting to be taken in a Bond film.
You mentioned that there was now a new 007 named, and that it's a she. Does this mean that there might be a Jill Bond picture in the future, but...
So Barbara Broccoli, the producer, has said that Bond will be a man in the new films. There'll be a new Bond coming. And what I think's going to happen, so I don't think that's going to happen, Ashley, but I do like that they introduced Lashana Lynch as 007, because she kicks butt. She is tough. She encounters Bond early in the film, and it's kind of funny where Bond thinks she kind of likes him, and she's really undercover, and he kind of gets surprised by that. So that's funny. That's funny the way they do that as well. So no, Barbara Broccoli has said that Bond will be a man. What I expect in the next films, Ashley, is more of this package story. So the Daniel Craig character arc went through 5 movies. He's mm-hmm. Bond. There's going to be a new Bond. Maybe it'll be a period piece with a new actor. I'm not sure how they're going to work this. Once you see the movie, you'll kind of know how they're going to work this with a new actor. But they said they're going to do it. And at the end of the credits, it says James Bond will return. How he will return, he, she, I don't know.
All right. Well, they will keep us guessing.
But this is worth seeing. And if you're a Bond fan, you need to see this.
Well, you mentioned that you would like to see Daniel Craig nominated for an Oscar. Now, from what I could tell in my research, there hasn't been an acting category. None of actually the really main categories picked up for Oscar nominations or wins for Bond films over the years, but there have been some Oscar wins.
Yes, there have.
1965.
That'd be Goldfinger for special effects.
Sound effects.
Sound effects, yes. Yep. And then the Adele song, mm-hmm. Skyfall,
yep.
was best song for 2012
yep.
for Skyfall. And then did Sam Smith do the song for the Spectre film in 2015, and that got the best song Oscar as well.
Best original song, yep.
Ooh, I'm missing one. Do you want one more?
Well, there's two more. There's one more.
But they're
for
not
Skyfall.
Best song, right? They're not right. best song because McCartney did not win for Live and Let Die. He lost
there's
the way
another,
we were.
There's another one under Skyfall.
Editing? Film editing?
Sound editing.
Sound editing,
yep.
okay.
And then Thunderball.
Oh, sound effects again?
Visual effects.
Okay, visual
All
effects.
Right. All right. We've been to the movies with Madeline.